Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 10 of The Flash, Revenge of the Rogues, written by Kai-Yu Wu and Jeff Johns and directed by Nick Copus. Oh man, it's good to have The Flash back on TV again. The show quickly established itself as the premier place to see high-concept superhero action on television. There's a bunch of superhero TV shows right now, but amazingly, almost none of them feature characters with actual superpowers. You'll have spies on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter, cops on Gotham, vigilantes on Arrow. The Flash is the only place right now to see crazy, superpowered action. And Revenge of the Rogues illustrates that point spectacularly in its final sequence, which pits Barry against Captain Cold and Heatwave in a battle which rivals some of The Flash's big-screen competitors. I know many of these reviews are just me gushing about how fun The Flash is, but let me reiterate once more, The Flash is really, really fun. It was terrific to see Wentworth Miller return as Captain Cold, along with his new partner Heatwave, and I can't wait to see them return, and from the looks of it, build up the Rogues Gallery even more. Meanwhile, Caitlin is trying to find more information on her formerly dead husband, Ronnie. Now that the show has gotten the fact that he's alive out of the way, that story can finally move forward, and the episode introduced some interesting elements to set up some cool things. Barry's still obsessed with the Man in the Yellow Suit, here officially named of her, slash by Cisco, but he's learned that he can't devote all of his attention to it. There's things in the present that need him too. To that end, it seems the show will be lying low in the Reverse Flash stuff for a little while, but I imagine something big will be happening with that. But with individual episodes as fun as this one, there's no rush. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to The Flashcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Flash and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, speedsters.